Bjorn Baker's been able to afford us a few minutes, and we thank you for that. How are you, mate?
Great, thanks, Andrew.
Would have been happy. I'll talk about Gosford today, but you would have been wrapped with Redouble getting the job done on Saturday.
Yeah, it was really good to see him do it. Some will debate it, but I think he does deserve it. And it was a good game win. They ran the last 600 quick, so hopefully he gets into the Magic Millions 1400 metre race now.
Yeah, and obviously those entries haven't come out, have they, for those other races outside the 2 and 3 year old? So we're up in the air till this time next week.
Exactly. Yep.
But gee, you would think off a Sydney win, it's going to have a rating to get in there, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd hope so. I think so. Would be unlucky to miss out anyway, but you never know for sure.
It was a good finish, but he let down really good. He looks a really tractable horse.
Yeah, he is. He relaxes really well in his runs, and he got into a good spot on Saturday and had a peach of a ride.
Mate, Derby Racing have got this horse, Expellable, lining up at Gosford today off three trials, a couple of those back in June and July. But what's the expectation today?
Oh, he's trialled well. It's always hard first time out. There's no easy races. So hopefully he can sort of jump on himself just behind the speed and be strong at the finish.
Have you seen that in the trials?
Yeah, I sort of, his trial at Hawkesbury was very good. He definitely improved from the first to second trial. So, fingers crossed. I haven't had a winner by unencumbered, but he's leaving a lot lately. So yeah. Hopefully he can be my first.
Yeah, let's hope so. And from that draw, we've got a few scratchings now. So that draw doesn't really, well, it was good. It's probably better now, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. The one later on, Ballistica, it's near enough to favourite in race six here. Has this filly made the steps, getting back onto a better track today?
Yeah, I think that's the key. Last time she was sort of went to the inside at Kembla Grange. It wasn't the place to be. So I think you can just put a line through that run. She's got a lot of ability. It looks a pretty good race for her. I think she'll be hard to beat.
Okay. And you've got a couple down at Nowra as well. Horn in race two and Florida Girl to be ridden by Chad Lever.
Yeah, Horn's trialled well. We'll probably aim to just ride him a little bit off the speed today and hopefully he can relax. If he does that, he's got a good finish on him. He's a horse I've always had an opinion of. So he's in a grade. He should be very competitive. And Florida Girl, her run last time in was okay. I think she's probably improved from that. But hopefully, I think she's got a bit of improvement, but she shouldn't be too far away.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, thanks for jumping online, updating for our listeners on your runners. Do you stay up?
No. I'll be up.
Tucked away?
The gallop morning on Tuesday. So
yeah.
Back into it.
No, it doesn't.
I'd rather wake up fresh and ready than
tired and miserable.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so you'll get 2019 off to a positive start. Probably.
Yeah, let's hope so. All right, good luck today, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Bjorn Baker there with his runners today at Gosford and also down at Nowra. And we'll preview Nowra. John Scorse will be joining us at around 11:30 to look at that program. Very shortly, it's Going Greyhounds with John Brash. In the meantime, Maddie's back with the latest in sports news.